This call is being recorded.
Not taking action to take charge of our health well before cancer is diagnosed, thereby avoiding the pitfalls of dread, fear, pain, surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and all those side effects. So I wanted to share that with you on this day and acknowledge these incredible doctors and scientists that on whose shoulders I have relied on for the information I use in the PAPA program. I also wanted to share a couple of success stories that are so profound, I wanted to share them with you. Last week, a man called me from the stateside, and he is a landscape developer, and he had been diagnosed with arthritis everywhere in his body. It was in his joints, in his knees, in his hands, in his knuckles. There was pain. It was difficult to do his landscape work. And so he decided that he would take on his own health. So he stopped the consumption of sugar, starches, all the grains and legumes and pop and alcohol. And he said he would have a smoothie every day with the mineral chi tonic from Nature Sunshine and Collagen Plus. The other thing he did was he did a kidney flush once a week for 10 weeks. So in total, his program took 2.5 months. And in 2.5 months, all his pain was gone. Then he said there was occasions where he would notice pain, and all he would do was do the one-day kidney flush, and that joint pain would disappear just by doing the one-day kidney flush. And so how do we do the one-day kidney flush? You need K. It's called K from Nature Sunshine. You need hydrangea, chlorophyll, and a lemon that you buy in a health food store, organic lemon. You take a glass of water with a squirt of lemon, and you take 2 capsules of K and 2 capsules of hydrangea. Then, about 2 hours later, you take a glass of water with a tablespoon of chlorophyll, 2 capsules of K, and 2 capsules of hydrangea. You repeat and alternate all day long. So simple and so profound. I want to also share a story about asthma. We had a young man in his 40s who had suffered from asthma since he was in his early 20s, and he was on puffers and medications because his lungs were so congested. So finally, he decided that he would take some mineral chi tonic, a bunch of cat's claw, and then he took Lobelia. And he took Lobelia about 5 times a day. And after doing this for about 2 days, and maybe it was even 3 days, all kinds of mucus, gobs of it, were being coughed up. And he was coughing up gobs and gobs of mucus for about 3 days. And guess what? The asthma symptoms all stopped and disappeared. He no longer needed any puffers. Isn't this cool? I love all these wonderful stories. So having said that, I want to now move into the discussion for this evening, and that is all about cancer, so that we can understand it. So first of all, we try to explain cancer. What is cancer? In other words, how can we resolve a cancer issue if we do not understand what it is? Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell replication that happens when there is an injury. It starts from an injury. And the repair of that injury is not made due to nutritional deficiencies and oxygen deficiencies. And the cell walls in that injured area that's loaded with toxins become mutated by a fungal infection. So we have to understand that we're going to just take this explanation apart. For cancer to occur, there's number one, an injury. Cells don't randomly replicate in our body. That we must know. They replicate according to the laws of nature. They replicate to repair an injury. Number two, in order for cancer to occur, there is functional deficiency. Healthy cells cannot replicate unless all the required nutrients are in place. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, the stem cells cannot replicate healthy cells through the process of oxidation. Number four, cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out that toxic debris that's causing the inflammation. And number five, for cancer to occur, there is an infection. That toxic debris leads to a fungal infection. So, in order to address cancer, we address five pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. Cancer starts from an injury. That we must know. And so we look at common sources of injuries. An injury could be a physical accident, a blow, a crushing, fracture, rubbing, scratches. That injury could be from a mammogram. We don't do mammograms here. They cause injury. An injury could come from root canals. It could come from infected teeth. It could come from mercury fillings, from a biopsy, from surgery, from exploratory surgeries, from radiation burns, from sunburns, chemotherapy, a rupture of an infected organ. A kidney stone can injure the urethras. A gallstone can injure the ducts. And I want to go back and say, this is where in TAFI we learn how to do the kidney flush. We do it. And we also learn all about overcoming kidney stones, how to dissolve kidney stones. Hepatitis can cause an injury to the liver. Taking antibiotics can cause leaky gut and an injury to the intestinal walls. Candida produces false estrogens that weaken internal membrane walls and cause injuries. Candida actually robs those membranes of collagen. This is why we use Collatrim Plus. Processed fats weaken the cell integrity and can cause an injury internally. We don't use processed fats here. Pollutants such as tobacco smoke damage the lung tissues. Chemicals found in food additives or food preservatives can cause injury. Toxic heavy metals from fillings in the teeth and all those vaccinations and flu shots we've been exposed to cause injuries. Sugar, think about sugar. It robs the minerals from your teeth, which causes cavities in the teeth. It also robs the minerals from your bones internally and your internal organs, thereby causing injury. I'm getting background noise here, so if you could mute out, I would appreciate it. Thank you. H. pylori bacteria in the stomach can cause an ulcer, and that injury could lead to cancer. We use a combination called ULCR from Nature's Sunshine to clean the H. pylori bacteria out. Vaccinations and flu shots are extremely toxic and can lead to cancer. This was documented by Dr. Bernice Eddy in 1957, who injected hamsters with polio vaccines, and they all got cancers. And that information was ignored in 1957, and Dr. Bernice Eddy was fired, even though she warned her colleagues, if you were to institute the vaccination programs into our society, we would have an epidemic of cancer. An injury can come from a nutritional deficiency. Think about what Dr. Linus Pauling said. He's the father of vitamin C. He said you can trace every disease ailment to a mineral deficiency. Well, my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury Manual, has an agricultural study that was done in 1941 where scientists analyzed the food value of the foods grown in soils of 1941, and they did a comparative study in 1991. So again, they analyzed the nutrient values of foods grown in soils of 1991, and they compared it. It was shocking. This is what they said. They said in 1991, you'd have to eat 10 tomatoes to give you the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. Genetically engineered foods lack nutrients, and that can cause an injury. Present-day grains and legumes contain anti-nutrients called lectins. This is documented by Dr. Cordain. And these lectins cause leaky gut, and that causes an injury which leads to inflammation. Gliadins were purposely put into wheat about 40 years ago to make you eat more bread, because they increased appetite. And Dr. Davis said that these gliadins, he said these gliadins can lead to injuries. Phytates are also found in all present-day grains, and they've been known to deplete vitamin D3 levels. And vitamin D3 is crucial for bone growth and for the immune system. Omega-3 deficiencies can cause injury to the cell walls. Present-day agricultural practices have depleted our plants of essential minerals, and we get injuries from mineral deficiencies. Dr. Alexis Carroll, who was a Nobel Prize winner, and I think that was 1912, he kept chicken heart cells alive for 34 years in a test tube. What did he do? He simply fed the heart cells with a mineral-rich, clean water solution every 48 hours. It's amazing. In Bichamp versus Pasteur, Bichamp stated that if there is even a deficiency of one mineral element, then morbid waste matter starts to accumulate. The air we breathe is bombarded with chemical pollutants. The water we drink is bombarded with residues of various drugs and vaccinations and birth control pills that are getting into our water system. And then there is the problem of fluoride and chlorine. Dr. Hamer said injury comes from strong emotions. Negative strong emotions can cause an overload of acids that eat away at membranes internally. So what happens when there is an injury? Let's just look at how that all unfolds. Whenever there's an injury, the brain sets up a message to that injured area called current of injury. It travels along the autonomic nervous system to that injured area, and it sets up an ionic field that triggers the stem cells into action. Their job is cell replication. And so now we have an injury. The stem cells are triggered into action, and they initiate the process of cell replication because they want to make good, healthy cells to repair that injury. Now, in order for them to do their work, they need the fundamental building blocks. They need minerals, vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, and so on. And if all of these building blocks are present in abundance, then the stem cells can use these building blocks, replicate healthy cells, and repair the injury. So at the point that the injury is repaired, the cell replication process stops. The stem cells go to rest, and the current of injury from the brain to the injured area stops. But imagine what happens when building blocks are missing, when minerals are missing. Then stem cells cannot do their job of healthy cell replication. And that current of injury will continue until you give your body all the essential nutrients so the stem cells could replicate healthy cells for you to stop that injury or to repair that injury. Let's talk about inflammation. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. Candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, lectins, chemicals, they all poke holes in the gut membrane and they escape. And that's called leaky gut, and they escape into the bloodstream. And that makes the blood sticky and heavy. The blood flows through capillaries, we could call them blood vessels, and there are tiny holes in those capillary walls. And heavy blood causes the holes in the capillary walls to dilate. And now those toxins escape from the blood. They move out and they start to accumulate in the spaces of the cells and tissues. The blood also has blood plasma proteins whose job it is to take various nutrients, oxygen, and water to all the cells and tissues, and these blood plasma proteins start to escape as well. Those blood plasma proteins attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now you have an accumulation of trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all of these various toxins. That causes a swelling. That's the first process of inflammation, because this inflammation irritates those cell walls wherever that accumulation is happening. Now, that swelling is not a problem if you have a healthy lymphatic system, because the lymph will take the excess sodium and the toxins and dump them out through our natural elimination channels, the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. And that lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and return them to the bloodstream via the subclavicle valve, which is near the neck area. But imagine what happens when that lymphatic system becomes overloaded by that toxic debris, the drugs that we're using, the antibiotics, the acids from emotions and stress, the toxicity from mercury fillings, heavy metals from vaccinations, flu shots, root canals, toxic chemicals. You can start to see that over a period of time, there is now an accumulation of all this debris that leads to chronic inflammation, where now essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. And it was Dr. Otto Warburg, he was a Nobel Prize winner in 1931, who discovered that when the oxygen levels to that injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. And then he said, if there is sugar in that around that injured area, then oxidation will flip into fermentation. The process of fermentation is fed by sugar, and all of this produces ammonia and acids. So now we have an accumulation of toxic debris. We have ammonia, we have acids. This is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, and fungus to take over. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication by the stem cells, it genetically defects or genetically mutates the cells as they replicate. So we come to understand that cancer is not a genetic illness. It is the fungus that causes that mutation process. So now we have a continuous replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injury. Consequently, the current of injury continues with the continuous replication of mutated cells, and we call this cancer. And if we understand that, then we'll start to know how to take control and responsibility of our own body to reverse this whole process. So what do we do? Number one, we stop feeding the cancer. We know from documented studies, according to Dr. Otto Warburg, that sugar feeds it. So we eliminate anything that has sugar in it. Sugar and starches convert to sugar. And so that includes grains and legumes and potatoes and yeast products. We just don't have any of those things. Number two, we need to provide our body with all the right nutrients for healthy cell replication to take place. We need to feed our stem cells. And so we need to eat the right foods. What do we eat? Grass-fed meat, chicken, turkey, fish, lamb, buffalo, eggs, all kinds of vegetables and salads, walnuts, almonds, all kinds of seeds. And we can have berries, which are low glycemic, low sugar, and high antioxidant. But even if we're eating the right foods, it's simply not enough nutrients for the stem cells to replicate healthy cells, and that's where we make the superfood smoothie. This is where we go grocery shopping at the Nature Sunshine site. And in that superfood smoothie, we put in the mineral chi tonic for all the missing minerals, and it's got fabulous tonic herbs to electrify you, to feed all of your glands, your adrenal glands, pituitary gland, pineal gland, ovary glands, pancreas. And then we use Collatrim Plus, which is collagen powder from a bovine source, because your candida is robbing your collagen from your cells and tissues and membranes. We can add Green Zone for all the missing nutrients from the vegetables. We can add Solstic Energy, which is Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, guarana, and it makes the smoothies taste good. We add Flax Hall Lignans. Flax Hall Lignans are known to bind toxic xenoestrogens. You can add extra Zambrosa if you so choose. It's high in antioxidants, and it tastes delicious. And we blend all this up, and we make this superfood smoothie, and we have it 2 or 3 times a day, so that we are totally feeding the stem cells all the minerals and nutrients and vitamins, phytonutrients that they need for healthy cell replication. And we take some super omega-3 or some super oil to make the cells pliable so oxygen can move in and toxins can readily move out of the cells. And we find out that the phytates in present-day grains are robbing our vitamin D3, so we add vitamin D3. And we then work on inflammation. We can take colostrum on an empty stomach that gets into the bloodstream to bind toxic lectins. We take protease plus enzyme on an empty stomach to digest undigested food particles in the bloodstream and to break up the outer protein coating of a cancer cell. Protease plus enzyme is a designer enzyme. It took a whole year to put this enzyme together. It's totally different than any other digestive enzyme on the market. And we take cat's claw combination to open up the lymphatic system so that these poisons, these toxins, can drain out through the elimination channels. And then we make sure our elimination channels are open. That's our kidneys, our bowels, our liver. So we can take Body Detox, which is a herbal combination from Nature Sunshine, or we can take LBS2, or we can do the kidney flush. And we also want to work on circulation. We want to make sure that our body temperature is at 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius. That tells me that cancer cannot live in that body temperature. It is scientifically documented that cancer cannot live in a body temperature of 37 degrees Celsius. We learn this in Taffy. We learn how to increase body temperature. And one of the ways to do that is to use the oral chelation tablet called MC. It cleans out heavy metals such as lead, iron, mercury. It cleans out metabolic wastes. It cleans out toxic triglycerides. And it increases blood circulation and oxygen flow. And we want to address the cancer infection, the fungal infection. This is where we use the herb papa that's available exclusively from Nature Sunshine. It is the papa that Dr. McLaughlin studied for over 20 years. And this is what he said. He said he found papa to be 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. And it is totally non-toxic. Papa inhibits sugar from reaching the cancer cells to feed them. Papa inhibits and cuts off the growth of blood vessels that carry sugar to the cancer cells. Papa destroys fungal cells and gets right into those cancer cells and causes apoptosis. We can also increase stem cell production. We can take astragalus to increase stem cell production. It's found in, Nature Sunshine has it in capsules. It's also found in cat's claw combination and in mineral chi tonic. Or you can use silver to increase stem cell production. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which has now sold over 5,000 copies. I am so proud of that book. And I'm so honored to be able to create this movement. I know there's a movement. People are taking responsibility. I love it. It's just that they need the education. And that book is available if you go to my site, www.donnaroth.com. And my daughter has written a book called Mud Pies, which is a sugar-free, dairy-free, grain-free recipe book if you need to make your life exciting. She loves to cook, and she put this book together especially for those people who are suffering from cancer and also those that want to prevent it. So with this, I'm going to turn the recording off, and we'll be able to ask questions. Just give me a second.